Since our family first moved to Weyburn at the end of 1994, and I began working for the Review in January of 1995, I have heard about the family place, and have seen firsthand what they do, and provide, for the families of this community. At that time, they were located out at the former Souris Valley building, and I remember taking the kids out there to use their playroom. Since then, the Family Resource Center moved to their location on 4th Street, which has been their home up until now, when they moved to their current new home on McClellan Street, just off 5th Avenue North. Recently, the former executive director for the Family Place and founder of the center, Linda Rudichik, sent me a photo and told the story of one of the teacher aides in the very first mini-go class when they were still out at Souris Valley. Jeff Bonert connected with a little guy, Hunter Duggan, and had a really positive influence on him as he grew up. Hunter loved the mini-go program so much, he often said he wanted to become a teacher so he could come back and teach at mini-go. Well, as it turns out, he may get that chance. He is taking his education degree at university, and is interning as a teacher with Jeff Bonert, who is a teacher at Arcola. Despite obstacles, Hunter has realized his dream and will graduate with his degree in education, finishing his training with Jeff, who impacted him as a tiny boy in mini-go, said Linda. She noted that as an older boy, he always came by to decorate one of the trees set up for the annual Festival of Trees fundraiser. This is part of the legacy of the family place, and there are many ongoing instances today that are similar, that speak to the dedication the staff have in helping the children in mini-go, as well as helping families through their many parenting programs and services like the clothes closet. The current executive director, Don Gutsky, is just as invested and dedicated in her job leading the staff at the family place as Linda was. You can see it in her eyes as she gets emotional at the Festival of Trees, describing the impact and love that families find there year after year. If you get a chance, check out the new facility, and support them when fundraisers come up, like the Festival of Trees this November. SaskToday.ca is Saskatchewan's homepage. Bookmark us at this link.